Here in California, about 100 people die every year in accidents during illegal street races. Many of those drivers are doing what is known as drifting. They intentionally slide and spin on city streets, in parking lots, and in parking garages. It became more popular after the film The Fast and the Furious: Tokyo Drift came out a few years ago. In Riverside, California, the Highway Patrol has joined with the owner of a racetrack to see if they can move drifting from the streets to the racetrack, both to make it legal and less dangerous. Anthea Raymond of member station KCRW reports.
You might not believe it, but it's all about control this Thursday night at a dusty go-kart track in Riverside, California. Japanese, American, and German rear-wheel drive vehicles are skidding and swirling in what some have called ballet on pavement.
You want the back end to slide. You control it with gas and you control it with steering and e-brake. It's a mix of everything. So you want to keep it out of control, but you're in control.
Driver Enrique Mendoza says that drifting, like racing, is dangerous. Drivers, spectators, and bystanders are all at risk. That's especially true when drifting is done on the streets, where it is also illegal. The owners of Adams Motorsports Park wanted to help keep drifters safe, so they started their Thursday night drifts about a year and a half ago. And drivers say they do feel safer at the track, especially when they are just learning. Riley Cahill of Adams Motorsports.
You know, you gotta have proper mounting points for your seat, your harnesses, or your seat belts, and then make sure you're not leaking fluids, gas, anything like that that'll go onto the track and make cars spin out or crash.
Tires and sand pits along the track provide a buffer for drivers who do lose it. Drifting at Adams may be safe, but it isn't cheap. Each one-hour session costs $20. Treadless tires that may last only the night start at $60. Still, Wes Jackson, who helps start the drift nights, says it's a bargain. If your car gets impounded, it can cost more than $1,200 to get it back.
People really want to keep their cars, and driving in the streets, you will run into the police. You will get your car impounded.
Street drifters, like all street racers, risk losing their cars if they're caught, says Maurice Walker of the California Highway Patrol.
We look forward to people attending these sanctioned events in a safe environment. They can still have a great time. We just want them to do it in a reasonable and responsible way.
Walker says going to venues like Adams can also protect spectators from charges of aiding and abetting illegal racing. And he adds that street racing of all kinds in the Riverside County area has dropped off over the last year and a half. He credits law enforcement as well as the troubled economy, and of course programs like the one at Adams Motorsports Park. For NPR News, I'm Anthea Raymond.